with boughs of holly, Jason in the milk bar with Zoe.
Welcome along to episode 28 of The Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe with you. Hello.
Hello.
It's the Christmas special.
I know, very
so
good.
So it's Jason and Zoe with you, and as well as...
celebrity guests.
Well, yeah, Nina there Blakemore, hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Are you guys all happy and excited for Christmas?
I think we're just about ready for Christmas, yeah. Mm-hmm. All ready and raring
to
go.
I've still got lots to do yet.
So nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here again.
Now, your other stand-in, Gene Martin, couldn't actually be with us in the studio, but he's on the phone. Hello.
Hello, Jason.
How are you?
I'm extremely well, thank you.
That's good.
It's lovely to join you again.
So, Jean, you couldn't be with us, but you're here on the phone, which is important to us because you are part of the gang. So thank you for joining us.
That's lovely.
And we've also got, in the other corner of the studio, we have the young lady who's looked after us with production work, introduced us to several celebrities and the like. It's the one and only producer, Jen Brookfield. Hello.
Hello.
And Merry Christmas to you.
And Merry Christmas to everyone as well.
And you brought jingly bells
with
you.
Yeah.
Which is good. And we've also brought alcohol.
Yeah,
I should do it at Christmas.
I'm not sure whether you're going to open it, though, are you?
I'm not. I do quite like the look of it. We'll see how we're going as the party progresses, I think.
Because he's such a good boy, you see.
We're all sat here with hot drinks at the moment, which is quite nice, because it's sort of wintery, but there we are. So lovely to have the whole team, as it were.
Yeah.
And Jean, you were going to bring a keyboard in, but that wasn't to be, was it, unfortunately?
Well, unfortunately, no. The one I wanted to bring in is in Stoke-on-Trent at the moment.
Which does limit things slightly.
Unless you've got long arms.
She's got quite a good reach down the keyboard, but
my elastic doesn't stretch that far.
No, because you've actually been playing recently. Have you finished for Christmas now?
I finished my last gig last night.
So that's all done.
Absolutely done. I've finished now.
So you're
going to
settle down. Oh, New Year's, you're playing New Year's Eve. Where
are
you playing?
New Year's Eve in Spalding, would you believe?
Spalding, that sounds
Where's
like...
Where's that?
Lincolnshire.
Yeah. Mm. I hope all this ice and snow will have disappeared by then.
Fingers crossed, that's what we're hoping for. Good weather for you as well.
I hope so.
So, what we said is, I mean, you can't stay with us too long because we have got you on the phone and we've got a load of people to talk to. I'll tell you everybody else to talk to, but we're going to have a bit of a sing song, aren't we, to get us in the mood for Christmas in a moment or two. But so, can everyone have a quick tune up, really?
Me.
So, he's just croaking over here. So, fingers crossed we'll be okay. Coming up on the programme today, we'll be hearing from Westmoreland Safari Park about how their animals celebrate Christmas. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be nice. We'll have a natter with them in a little bit. Also, we're talking to Rob Heaney in a moment or two's time, our comedian, who we'll be having a natter with him. And also, join us on the phone, Santhi Gresham with a Christmas story. So that's all on the way.
Packed out.
It is. It's going to be busy. So, Jean, what we'll do is we're going to try all sorts of weird technical jiggery-pokery today. Because I'm going to come and see you after we finish recording the podcast, aren't I?
You are indeed.
And you're recording what you're doing at your end onto cassette.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to try and merge so we hear the whole of the experience of your piano playing in something other than telephone quality.
Wonderful.
And hopefully without lots of whistling too. So, if we can make all this work, Maestro, please, you're going to do our first little track as Jingle Bells.
I am, and I'm all ready for the introduction.
Take it away.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Off we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over fields we go, laughing all the way. Sleighs and bobtails ring, oh what a pretty sight. Oh what fun it is to ride a sleighing song tonight. Oh
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I think we all did very well. Yeah. So, Jean, through the magic of pre-recorded stuff and the fact I'm coming along to your house in a bit,
yes,
we will have more from you as we head through the podcast. Okay.
Excellent.
But Jane, thank you very much. And you'll get to your closing goodbye a little bit later on after I've met up with you then. Okay.
All right, Jason.
Lovely. I'll see you soon.
Okay, love. Bye-bye.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Back to the phones, though. And this time, no weird cassette machines to make things sound clearer, because we're going live to the Isle of Man. And Rob Heaney, hello, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So, Christmas for you. As a comedian, I've been listening to your Doubling Up podcast. You've not been too happy with the way some of the Christmas gigs have gone.
It's just, they're always tough, because essentially you need an audience who are there to listen to you, who want to see the show, and we've got people who are there because, you know, it's the works night out and they want to get off with Julie from accounts or whatever.
I know, I've seen Julie, she's very nice.
they always are, that's why I picked that one.
I've got two Julies at my work, so you'd be spoilt for choice there.
Are they both in HR or accounts, then?
It's compulsory, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not interested in any other Julies.
No, only the ones who do the wages. That's...
Oh, OK. No, they don't touch money.
No. Well, you know, money's not allowed where you work, is it? Well, there we are. But it must be an experience for you. And good gigs over the last few months since we last spoke? So anything that's really worked well? No.
No,
isn't it? Oh, come on. Your lifestyle.
Jason, did you say he was supposed to be a comedian?
He's normally... Actually,
oh, here we go.
He's off.
He's supposed to be funny. Yeah.
Now it's dark.
You're supposed to be a presenter, but I haven't heard you do a sentence yet. So, you know, don't start on Rob. No, actually, I went along to... No, which was it? Was it the Glee Club I went to? I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, yeah, you came to the Glee in Birmingham,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Absolutely amazing night. You did a great job of hosting the evening. Even then, there's some people who quite clearly hadn't turned up to hear comedy, even though they'd just paid however much it was to get in for it.
Yeah, that was the last weekend of November, and you sort of forget that there are already people in November having their Christmas do.
And it don't work well, does it?
You can't have a Christmas do in November, can you?
Well, it still seems to have started fairly early this year.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. I don't think you can have them in January either.
Mm. Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to a Christmas do in
Hang
February.
On, you can't change your rules there. You're saying November's out, but January's fine.
Yeah, it is a bit peculiar, that.
No, but it perks you up after, like, the whole big event.
Well,
and
just
things.
Call it a New Year party, not
yes,
a Christmas do.
Yes, okay, yeah.
But you'd wear paper
I do
hats
know people that have
lot.
Had Christmas do's in January, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're losers.
Yeah, defeats the point.
You need to
I'm having my
people.
Christmas do in January.
This is the young lady who's already been off to Gok Wan's Christmas do.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did on Saturday night. It was fantastic.
I bet that was really nice.
Was that? It was in London.
So Gok Wan's Christmas do. Was it just loads of women who don't look good naked? Oh, God, I can't imagine.
I can't, Nadina, you work on the show, and is any of them not ever not good, look good naked?
No, they all look pretty good naked.
Yeah.
There was a lot of boys there, though, on Saturday.
Let's be honest.
Really?
So Gok had imported boys?
Yes, lots of boys.
Okay.
Don't think they would be my type, though.
Would they have been interested or not?
No.
Okay, just thought we'd check. But so, you had a good time at that party.
Yeah.
But Rob, for you, you've headed back to the Isle of Man, so this is basically a holiday from being funny for you, I take it?
No, well, I wish it was, but this week, the reason I'm, you know, it's, I don't know if we're announcing the time, but it's about 6:20. I'm going for a little kit because
yeah.
I'm writing jokes for a breakfast show this week.
Ah, this is the London gig.
So that you know, I'm going to be up till 5 writing those. That's all this week, and then I've made a real mistake here. Wednesday night, I've agreed to do a corporate for a friend of mine, so I'm not even doing it for loads of money. And 40-50 policemen. And
okay, that's going to limit the material a little bit, I think, doesn't it, that?
Oh, but you know, well, yeah, it does anything that incriminates me, yeah. But it's that thing of, you do these corporates, normally somebody phones you up, they offer you a gig, you turn up on the night, you do the gig, you do something like this, I was getting like hassled for like 2 months before the gig going, look, I've sent you the menu 3 times. You haven't told me what you want to eat. I couldn't care less.
As long as you're not supposed to write a routine around the menu, that's not so bad.
Well, now I'm supposed to write a routine around... I've apparently been sent a load of photos of who each
dishes.
Of the coppers look like, and I've got to do...
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at him, doesn't he look like someone?
So-and-so.
And if you then go out drinking at any point over the festive period, they're going to be gunning for you, aren't they, basically?
That is the point, yeah. I'm going to have to stop drinking... And driving so much. No, I did not.
Always a good idea.
No, you wouldn't do that. You're a good boy. So, also, as I recall, is your birthday not somewhere near Christmas as well?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. So is that going to be another disappointment for you this year?
What do you mean another disappointment?
Well, because you only get one. The presents are off. My dad, it's his birthday on the 22nd of December.
Yeah.
Never gets as many Christmas presents or birthday presents as everybody else.
You know, my little lad's birthday is the 19th.
Oh, there is that, yeah. I don't share my cash. Yeah.
But we've managed to avoid that so far. He's got, like, separate birthday and Christmas presents. But I can see as he's, like, edging into, like, 17, 18, people are going to get him one for both, aren't they?
Yeah.
Which isn't fair, really.
No.
You've got to have two.
It should be the rules.
Yes.
Having the last two Christmases without having a girlfriend, it's good because now I'm like buying my own Christmas and birthday presents.
Oh.
So there's a nice little treat for me.
Oh, that's
quite fun. Sad.
Whenever I go Christmas shopping, I spend more.
Hang on, that's
me.
Not sad. It's not sad. I'm
happy. Find you a girlfriend.
Yeah. I've got a good website actually of somebody at work. He seems to fall lucky on there.
Jesus, there's not going to be any of these out looking naked women, is it?
you're going to get yourself in so much trouble. I have a model in the studio who's giving you very filthy looks on the phone at the moment, but there we go.
Yeah, but she looks great, doesn't it? Jason, you told me to look her up. You told me to look at her page. She looks good, tell you what. And you know what? She's the one who should be looking good naked, but she keeps her kit on.
How old are you on Christmas Eve then? Or shouldn't we ask?
I'll be 39.
Oh, one more year till the big 4-0.
I thought you meant one more year. What? What are you trying to tell me something? I've got a terminal illness.
Life finishes at 40.
Not these days. Jason, you're the same. You must be the same age as me.
I'm 12 months younger than you. I've got an extra 12 months to cling on to being 30 something. Do you see it as a problem, or is it just a whole new routine for you, though, in the comedy circuit?
What's that?
Being 40.
Hang on, I'm still 38.
I know,
now.
But you've got to start preparing. Surely you're
not
right.
Get ahead of myself. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've recently, although I'm getting rid of it because it's not a proper one, but I've grown a beard, and part of it was because I'm starting to talk about getting towards 40, and it doesn't help that if from a distance you still look about 28.
And so I've
actually found it's funny that if I can sort of make myself look a bit older on stage, that people kind of take you more seriously talking about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think so?
Yeah. I think the comment it looks annoying.
No, you know, looks do work like that. You know why? Because I used to work in Currys, and I used to work in the PC section selling PCs. And because I was a woman in the PC section, people just used to ignore my advice and they'd go and ask somebody
else.
You
look quite butch, though, don't
you? Well, no, you see, I was the longest serving member there, so I knew what I was talking about.
Jason!
And they used to go to this little kid, ask him a question, and the little kid, of course, would trundle across to me and ask me. All because I was a woman and they thought I didn't know what I was on about. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, I've never found anyone in Currys who knows what they're on about.
well, that's it, you see. That's why I left. Yeah, I've been gone 3 years and it's gone downhill since.
Right, Rob, have a great Christmas and a wonderful birthday.
Okay, I will.
You go have a nap now because you've got your breakfast show writing to do.
Yes. He does sound tired, though, don't you think? No. He does. He sounds tired.
You're all full of compliments tonight.
No, he needs a rest. He's been working too hard.
Have a lie down, you poor lamb. Okay. Rob, good talking to you. Have a great 2010.
And you guys, speak to you in the new year.
I look forward to seeing you at another gig. And annoyingly, he really does still. I saw him for the first time in 16 years, and he hasn't changed a bit the git. But there you go.
Rob, you have.
No hair, nothing. There we go. Rob, cheers, mate. I'll see you soon. Turn off an hour.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
phone lines we go, and now we have Xanthi Gresham joining us.
Yes.
Hi, Xanthi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. It's very snowy here in London, so I've just come in. It's a bit cold.
That's exciting. Have you been out throwing snowballs about?
Yes, of course I have.
That's the first thing
she did. Every storyteller does in her time off.
Well, it's compulsory. Now, we've met up once before by telephone. You told us a lovely story, which even Zoe remembered, because she said, was that the one where it finished up with a tree?
Oh,
so, it was very good.
And that was
it was a lovely voice as well.
Oh, so you've got a great storytelling voice.
Oh, thank you.
And what are you doing to celebrate Christmas this year?
Well, nothing very exciting, just sort of holding up and trying to stay warm and seeing family and friends and those sorts of things, singing carols to myself and having lots of warm baths. What about you?
Oh, well, my place to eat turkey. Jan, what are you doing?
I'm going to my daughter's.
There we go, so that will be food.
St Albans.
Dentist at Albans, yeah. Nina?
I'm just going to eat and drink.
And be merry.
Yeah.
And Zoe?
Well, I've got quite a few family members coming for dinner. We've got 12 altogether.
Really? And you're cooking for them?
No, my husband is.
Oh, I was
worried. He always does the
minute.
Cooking,
yeah.
Yes. It wouldn't trust me with a Christmas dinner.
You had trouble frying fish the other week, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes.
My husband did that.
Did he?
Mm.
Oh, right.
It smelled a bit fishy, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a strange...
I was just standing there watching.
There was a waft of... So you observe people
yes,
cooking.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there was a really odd waft of fish around the milk bar. Apparently it was due to the dinner. So
it was.
You weren't carrying a mackerel with you. Your pet fish wasn't feeling unwell.
No.
Well, there we go. So, back to the plot and stories, I think. Do you find you get quite a bit of work storytelling over Christmas?
Yes, and there's certain stories that are nice to tell at Christmas. All those stories to do with light are really lovely, like, I don't know, Gawain and the Green Knight or the Diwali stories. Yeah, they're lovely. That you get the feeling, you'd be bored to hear them any other time, but suddenly the time comes and you think, I must have that story now.
And everyone gets a bit sort of reflecting as well and thinks back, and it's nice to relax a little, I suppose, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Meditate and go into the imaginative world.
And I also think it was a Victorian tradition of telling ghost stories at Christmas as well.
Oh, I'm really, really looking forward to the Mad Grandma Christmas Carol, 10:30 on Christmas Day.
Okay. where are you doing that?
No, that's not me, that's on the television.
Is it? Okay. I haven't read my Radio Times yet.
Is that a ghost story?
Well, the Christmas Carol, it's based on, you know, the Charles Dickens.
Oh, right,
a ghost story, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Grandma, though, it sounds like me, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, Jan, but you're not far off there, so there we go. Obviously, it is, storytelling is a full-time job. Which bits of the country have you visited recently? Because I suppose during the winter months, it does get a bit more difficult.
Yes, it does. In fact, I've just been in Denmark for 2 weeks, working with an amazing Danish storyteller called Katrina Faber. Doing a story about Demeter and Persephone, but very much in the modern day. So that was really nice. It was very cold and atmospheric there.
And I suppose Denmark as well. It's got that strange air of fairy tales and things with old Hans Christian Andersen as well, bringing an even more magic to the storytelling world.
That's right. It was lovely. Lots of elves are staying. Her daughter's called Elfvilda, which means wild elf, and she's just like that, you know, cartwheels across the floor and making
curly
little
hair.
Snowflakes for the window. She's got very straight, fine blonde hair. She really looks like one of Santa's helpers. She wore an elf hat all the time because she's terribly excited about Christmas.
Tell us about the Christmas story you're going to share with us then.
It was a story that was given to me by another storyteller called Nick Hennessy, and I remember we were walking up a hill in the Lake District, mm-hmm. and he suddenly leaned on his stick and he said, I've got a present for you. And he told me the story and he said, you can tell it, it's yours. And I think that a story is the nicest gift you can have, and it's also very nice for children because they often don't have money, but, you know, if they sit down and tell you a story, you're always thrilled and it hasn't cost them anything, but adults will obviously remember that forever. But this isn't necessarily a children's story, but I think it is a bit of a gift, so I'd like to give you the present of it, if that's all right.
Thank you. No gift wrapping involved with Xanthi Gresham. Take it away. Let's hear a bit of a Christmas tale.
Well, in a funny sense, there is gift wrapping involved, because there was once a king who loved presents, of course. And one day there was a knock at the door, and outside the door there was a box, beautifully carved, and that, in sense, was the gift wrapping for a golden bowl, which was inside. And around the golden bowl it said, give this to who you love most in the world. And the king thought to himself, I love my dog, but I can't really give a bowl this beautiful to my dog. I suppose I better give it to my wife. So he put the golden bowl back into the ornately carved box. He knocked on the Queen's door and went away, leaving her name on a little bit of paper on the top. She opened the door, she saw the Queen, her name, and she saw the box, and being like everyone, she loved presents, she opened it up. She saw the golden bowl, and she read the words around the outside, "Give this to who you love most in the world," and she thought, "Oh, well, actually, I love the Captain of the Guard, but, you know, I won't do anything about it, but you must be true when you're given a gift of this beauty." So she put the golden bowl back. She went to the barracks of the soldiers. She knocked on the door. She'd left in a little piece of paper the name of the Captain of the Guard. She disappeared. He came out, and he was a little bit too busy, a bit too pompous for presents. But when he opened it up and saw the golden bowl and read, "Give this to who you love most in the world," his heart was touched, and he thought of his son. And so he left the golden bowl in the wooden box for the boy. And when he woke up and opened it and read the words, he thought, "What's love? I suppose it's what I feel for the serving girl when she feeds the birds in the courtyard every morning." And so he wrote her name on a little slip of paper and he left it for her to find. Well, the serving girl, nobody had ever given her a present in her life, so she was very excited. She opened up the box, and when she read, she thought, "Ah, give this to who you love most in the world. I love the king's dog. He's the only one that's pleased to see me, the way he shakes his body." And, you know. So she sneaked up the fire exit to the king's room, because all serving girls know the back entrance to royalty's bedchambers, and she put the box in front of the dog, but he just licked her face and, you know, wagged his tail. And so she got the golden bowl out, and still he just put his paws on her shoulders, so she went and filled the golden bowl with water. And the dog was just drinking out of it, and she was satisfyingly watching him do that when she heard a foot on the stair. And, of course, she couldn't be seen in his room, so she ran down the fire escape just as the king opened the door, and there he saw the dog drinking out of the golden bowl. And he said, "So it's true. If you give away love, it always comes back to you."
Oh, that's lovely, and a great sentiment for Christmas as well.
Isn't it special?
That's lovely.
So, I hope you pass it on, and whoever hears it passes it on.
Excellent. I don't think any of us are going to be quite as good storytellers as you, unfortunately. But we will do our best to share the message of love and the way it should be shared.
No, that's lovely. You know what it says in the I Ching?
No.
"Even with the slenderest of means, the sentiment of the heart can be expressed." So that's always the way with stories. If you want to tell it, doesn't matter how you tell it.
We will do our very best.
Well, happy Christmas to you.
And to you, Xanthi. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great 2010.
You too.
Remind people of your website so they can find out more about you and your work.
Yes, it's Xanthi Gresham. That's xanthegresham.co.uk. And there's a couple of stories you can listen to on there as well.
Well, once again, Xanthi, thank you so much for joining us.
Such a pleasure.
And I look forward to hopefully speaking to you at some point next year here in the Milk Bar.
Thank you, Jason.
That's
Take
great.
Care.
Thank you. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, everybody. Happy Christmas.
And to you too. Bye.
Bye.
Right, that's lovely. And I do enjoy that story. That was really nice, wasn't it?
That was so lovely.
That was great. Thank you. it's time to share gifts now, I think. What do you reckon? I should give a little jingle on the bells, ready to share the gifts.
Get Santa in.
Yeah, so pretend Santa's here. Not on the floor. Right, who's going first? I've got presents here.
Mine's not funny, though. So.
Well, I don't have any presents to give anybody.
You've gift wrapped yours and all sorts.
Don't you gift wrap things in your house?
No, I've got one in a little bag.
It's gift bag. That's almost... Well, yours... Nina, yours is trying to escape from its wrapping.
Oh!
There's yours.
Thank you. You're so really bad now. Yeah,
that says Zoe
Christmas.
On the side of it.
Thank you. Did we open them now, or did we save them for Christmas Day?
We can open them now. Hang on, what's that one? That'll be Jan's.
Should we open them all together?
Oh, there
you.
We go.
Thank you very much. That'll be yours.
Thank you. I've got something off Zoe as well. That's good, because otherwise I'd be taking your present back, Zoe.
There's a lot of variation in mine.
As you're normally far from the show, am I allowed to open mine now, or should I save them till Christmas?
I'll open it now.
Okay, yeah, thank you. As long as we can play. Right, so...
Am I going to be let off because I'm the new girl then?
Wait, you, it's okay. We don't mind. We're here to share, and so your time is valuable. And I'm just looking at what I've got, and I've got a Christmas card, which is good. I've got a share of Christmas cards.
Yes.
Christmas cards.
You're very honoured to get a Christmas card. Well, I very rarely write them.
I seem to have a fruit bowl.
Didn't you have an orange and an apple when you were little?
I thought I'd grown out of it. I have got a party blower though.
See,
that's good.
Party
that's fun.
Spirit.
And we have party poppers. Anyone scared of party poppers? Ooh, everyone no. By the looks of
things. Don't shoot them at me.
That was a bit of a tough one.
There is another one in there.
There is, although that one just burnt my hand.
Did you really?
I'll shoot this one at Jan.
Okay.
And the worst of it is I'm going to have to clean up the milk bowl afterwards. I've got a yo-yo. That came out of a Christmas cracker, didn't it?
Well, you see, we haven't got the crack. Well, I have got some crackers, but... That's your own personal crackers.
And a box of chocolates as well.
Yes,
and there's some white ones in there as well. That's
chocolates.
Good. Marks and Spencer's chocolates.
Mm.
I'm impressed. Well, then, thank you very much, Zoe. That's my present there.
That'll be really nice with your chocolate vodka.
Can I keep the chocolate vodka in the oven? Anyone want to try the white chocolate vodka?
Yes, yeah, I want to try it. Come on, get it open.
I'll sort that out whilst you somebody opens their present next. They've got cups. Okay, so
Zoe,
you open yours, Zoe. I'll get the drinks.
Jan, you're so
organised. To Zoe from Squiggle.
Yeah, that's it. Be from Miller. I can't
barely
write.
Barely read it.
We better keep that. It'd be famous. We can sell it on eBay.
Jason Squiggle.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, how do
you smell that party popper?
No, I'm smelling the vodka. This is good.
The Nolan, which no doubt you got free.
You give me the contents of your fruit bowl. Actually, that Nolan's album now is selling for £2 in Asda.
Really? No,
yeah.
No.
So that went.
That
was
I can't even say
Sudoku.
Is that what you bought it? Because I can't say it.
No, well, you actually. I've just spilled that onto very important equipment here in the
world. How do you
Sudoku.
I thought it was. Oh, no.
And some batteries as well. I've thought of everything.
Sudoku.
Sudoku. I thought it was Sudoku.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, did
that sounds like a Phil Collins song.
It does.
Sudoku. Yeah.
So you said you could do that, so there you go. Right, there's a drink for you, as you've opened your present. Jan or Nina, who's going next?
You go next,
so
Jan, if you want.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do I need my glasses for this?
It's just a bit of a present. Is that enough for you? Do you want a bit more?
More squiggles. Oh, no, that's fine. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Right, wait, just get Nina hers.
Is this that's white lovely. Chocolate vodka?
Yes.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
White chocolate vodka.
Very nice.
Thank
lovely.
You.
Cheers.
What's it called?
Cool?
We're not allowed to advertise.
It's Corky. We can advertise anything. This is the internet. Corky's vodka liqueur. This is.
You have one, Joe. Oh, there's yours.
Yeah, it just looks like a bottle of milk.
I spilled mine in the desk.
Cheers. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Word.
That is very nice.
Oh, goodness me.
Do you know, it'd be quite funny if you put it into a bottle of milk.
Yeah.
And you rather half tips it on his breakfast.
Yeah, that'd be a great vodka cornflakes. That'd be a joy. Let's go see some bacon and eggs.
Jason,
it wouldn't be quite the same.
I can't believe this.
Oh yeah, I thought you might like that.
Oh, wow. What is it? What have you got?
It's a little printer, instant mobile printer.
Oh wow!
Because you're forever taking photos. We've had you taking.
I know.
Have you taken photos already?
Oh,
you will have
that's
to charge
so
it and
lovely.
Stuff.
What do you plug it into your mobile and it prints.
It prints through mobile by Bluetooth.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh no way!
I don't
so
know how to use Bluetooth though. You'll have to show.
There'll be an education session there somewhere. And I'm going to open my Christmas card off Zoe. So,
oh, should I open my present off you?
You can open my present. Oh, I've already had my Christmas card off Nina, though. So you've already done it. Oh. And a very nice Christmas card it was, too.
Little things glued all over it and everything.
Oh, that's
fun. Very expensive.
It was very posh. It even came with a card to protect it when it was in the post. That's how posh a card it was.
What's in here? Is this what I think it is?
It is, as featured.
When we did the... Oh, no. Now tell me what he's called again.
That is a Beeble Bear.
From
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, ZZ9 Pearl Z Alpha, yes.
I wanted one.
Yep, there's your Christmas card as well.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
I've got to say a very special thank you to the guys from ZZ9. They helped me sort that one out this week for you.
Yeah, they've been really good. Thank you, guys. Oh,
that looks lovely.
He's got lots of arms.
Yes, three arms and two heads. It is a Beeble Bear, as per Jacob Beeblebrocks from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I haven't read it yet, you know.
You've got it, though.
I've got it on my phone, but I haven't read it. I must read it now.
And I've got to send a photo of you with your Beeble Bear, and you've got to introduce it to Gok and the team down in London as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
But they do have their little get together where they slouch, and we'll have to send you across for a slouch with your bear.
And I'll take him with me.
Yeah.
What's his name then?
Well, I think you get to choose that bit yourself.
Well, what should we call him?
I don't know. He's sort of
Jason.
Like,
he's very in. He's very. He's leopard Jason. Print.
I'm
so
sometimes
two
faced. I never had two heads.
Is that saying something about Jason?
And three arms.
Yes.
We won't mention anything about his three arms.
Thank you, Jason.
I thought you'd enjoy him.
Oh, he's lovely.
I've got presents off Jan here. I've better see what I got here as well. And like this. See if you've got wrapped in tissue paper. How environmentally friendly are you?
Merry Christmas.
It's posh,
like
posh
really
tissue
good,
paper.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is good. Let's see what we have here.
I think it was bought in a sale last year.
A pizza cutting novelty. I like that. That is really. I do like my pizzas. So I handcraft pizzas.
Yeah, I knew you liked.
I'll pop that in that bag there. Let's see what else we have here. A bow stuck to this one. This is very good. I like tissue paper because it's noisy as well when we're doing these things. I have a nodding dog.
Oh,
and where's it from?
It is from Woolworths.
Yay!
So leave it, don't open it, and keep it for about 20 years, and it should be valuable.
That'll be worth something unless they take off again with their interesting. Jad, thank you very much for those. I've got the card as well. I shall open that
lovely.
A bit later on. But
I was looking for something actually that was similar to that. Have you seen those little sheep that you click their back and their poop sweets?
Oh,
yeah.
How can
I
thought you a reindeer like that one.
I have had a reindeer, yes. That was good. But thank you for my presents.
Thank you.
Right, so we've got the present sorted. So you've bought three crackers in?
I have, yes. I don't know why I've only got three. I didn't realise I was having four people.
Well, you see, yeah, but there was supposed to be five. And you
I know.
You should know there's at least four.
There's a credit crunch going.
I just grabbed them off the
So who gets to pull a cracker?
I could go around in a circle.
Well, I feel spoiled because I've got an orange already.
We could do it, yeah, in a circle, and there'd just be the three.
Yeah, right, here we go then. Right, let's see what we get.
No, there's not. Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, one, two, three.
Oh, right. Who got all the thing? You got two.
I got one.
You need to put your hats on.
I can't with my headphones.
Oh, can we do the joke?
Oh,
I've got a sticker.
We'll finish. You sort out what you've got. We'll finish the programme with the jokes. Meanwhile, we've got to find out what happens to the... Excuse me, can't we? We've got a guest on the phone. We've got to find out what happens with the animals over at West Midland Safari Park at Christmas, because it just sort of carries on for all the keepers down there. And we're joined now by the Director of Wildlife, Bob Lawrence. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you.
I'm all right. Christmas is nearly upon us. What actually happens at the safari park? It must be a bit strange for some of the animals from the sunnier climates when they get winter come along.
Well, most of them are born here, well adapted to the winter. Obviously it's taking a bit of a liberty on us at the moment.
It is a bit chillier than we'd anticipated.
They're probably not supposed to see snow, are they, half of them?
No. I mean, white tigers, I think it is you've got down there, isn't it? They're going to be difficult to spot in this sort of weather, aren't they?
Tigers are used to snow. They are pretty tough, adaptable. Some parts of Africa, of course, you do get snow as well. And it's very, very cold at night and very damp at night in some parts of Africa, but it's a different sort of cold. They get the chance to warm up during the day, which they certainly aren't able to do at the moment.
I'm sure there are places for them to go to be able to get a little bit of warmth.
Oh, yeah, the major animals, the elephants, rhino, giraffe, hippos, have all got central heated buildings to go into at night. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty of other shelters for the other animals. So far, so good. We're coping.
So what is the opening like at this time of year? Can people come in and see them?
Yes, we're open every day until Christmas Eve, and then we're open on Boxing Day, and then weekends throughout January until half term in February, and then it's all systems go again.
So what actually happens? Do they all get Christmas dinner as well? Is there something special arranged for them? Do they know it's
That's
Christmas?
That's what I was going to ask.
fruit and veg.
Christmas breakfast. Everyone gets up at 4 or 5 o'clock, feeds everything. So they're home for Christmas lunch, and then there's a final check just as it's getting dark to make sure everyone's okay. And then everyone, including the animals, tucks up for the night.
So they all get to sit back and relax. But do they get a special Christmas dinner as well, or is it just the usual for them?
I think the girls do put a bit extra on, yes.
Oh.
Do they have tinsel on their cages? Christmas trees.
When I'm not looking, one or two of the hand-reared ones do, yes.
I bet they do.
It comes over all seasonal. And I suppose it's a nice change as well during the Christmas period for people to come out and see animals from a different climate. I have to let you into a secret. I never thought I would enjoy going to the safari park until these giant giraffes came walking around my car, and it just sort of fell in love with the place. It was absolutely amazing the first time I went down there. In fact, I've been to a couple since my first visit to West Midlands as well. It's just really a nice way you've got everything laid out down there, isn't it?
Yes, you don't realise how... We all know elephants, rhino, giraffe, and they're big, but it's not until they're standing next to the car you realise, it's big with a capital B.
Do you still have monkeys there?
No, we don't, no.
Because they used to be naughty, didn't they, with the cars?
Very, very naughty, yeah. We got rid of them, sold our shares in Unipart, and...
It's going to be a busy Christmas period for you, just Christmas Day off, and then, say, open throughout. What sort of time's the park open?
At the moment, we're open at 10 o'clock every morning, till about 3 in the afternoon, the reserves close, and the Christmas Santa Safari thing is going till about 4.
Is it still quite busy, then, at this time of year?
Oh, yes, yeah, the Santa Safari is very, very popular. If anyone's interested and wants to come, I think there's still one or two places still there, but it's probably best to get on the internet and see if you can book while there's still one or two places left. But
what is the address?
www.wmsp.co.uk, or the phone number is 01299 402 114.
Bob Lawrence from West Midland Safari Park, thank you for joining us. Good to know that the animals are all well looked after and going to be tucked up nice and warm over the Christmas period. And I'm sure it'll be a great time for anybody who comes down to visit whilst they're on holiday, but all your staff are working just as hard as normal to look after the animals as they do.
Yeah, thank you ever so much. Nice to talk to you.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. And you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 Bye.
There we go. So have you ever fancied adopting an animal or something like that?
I don't mind having one of those little white tigers. I'm sure they were born this year, so they're not going to be very old.
Mm-hmm. They're still going to get nice and fluffy.
Yeah,
sharp and pointy. I think your bear wouldn't look out of place, would he?
I was going to say, I could take him along, couldn't I? But, well, he might feel a bit left out because he's got two extra...
You got extra head and extra arm.
Yeah, digits.
They might pick on him like one of the little runt of the litter, bless him.
Well, Rudolph had all those problems just because he had a shiny nose, didn't he? But there you go. Well, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been lovely.
It's been making me chuckle all the way through.
Go on.
It's a bit like Charlie's Angels. It's Jason's Angels. It just made me laugh. You know the little symbol that they do at the start.
Yeah.
We could do that for you.
That'd be great. We'd love to have that photo and put it on the website. So Jean's got to play us out now.
Oh yeah.
So I've now got to, after having recorded this, I've got to hot foot it over to Brood. To meet up with Jean to record the rest of the bits of the podcast, which by now should all have been edited together.
Oh, okay.
It's the magic,
Merry
of
Christmas,
the internet.
Jason.
That's all good. Thank you for joining us here on the Milk Bar throughout 2009. It's been just over 6 months, hasn't it, since we got going back in June?
It was June. I'm sure it was.
I
should look up.
And 2010 beckons.
Yes, do you know what my New Year's resolution is going to be?
Be a better presenter.
Try and get a few more guests.
Oh, turn up on time. No?
Oh, and that one as well. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going for two of those, not my other one. Okay.
No.
Thank you, everyone, for coming in. It's been lovely to see you all here today.
Thank you.
And next week, we'll be featuring some of my favourite tunes.
Oh, okay.
Of our many musical guests.
Your favourite tunes, why not Zoe's?
Because I've got to edit it.
Oh.
Naughty.
Simple as that.
Can it be called Zoe and Jason in the Milk Bar next week for a change?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you come in and help me link the bits between all the tracks.
No.
It might just be me on my own with a tape machine.
I think we should do requests. I think we should have our own songs.
Oh, we could email you all our favourite songs.
Okay, if you've listened to any and you want to hear them again all as one big programme, the Milk Bar at jasonforrest.com.
That's a good idea.
Email through. And if there's any band that you've heard, if you're in a band and you've been on and you want us to play you again, then do get in touch. It'd be lovely to hear from you. But now, as I say, Jean has to play us out. Right, so Jean, we can't not include you in the present giving because everyone else has had their gifts. You haven't had yours.
No, I haven't.
No. Okay, so I have your present for you.
Oh, how lovely.
There you go. There's your Christmas gift from the Milk Bar.
Oh, how lovely.
You may have one of these already, so you're allowed to open it now.
Am I allowed to open it? Wow, it's beautifully wrapped.
That's not bad for me.
Did you do this yourself?
I did. All my own sticky tape.
Oh, wow, that's lovely. And I might have one of these, you say.
We were hoping you were actually going to be in the Milk Bar to play it for us live.
Well, do you know, I've never owned one of these.
You now have a stylophone. It has batteries in, if you want to have a little play with it now.
Oh, my word, this is lovely.
So one end sellotape shut still. Try the other end. There we go. We'll get you in there.
Have you had a little go?
Well, I've checked it, make sure it works. That's the difficult bit, because you never know with imported technology.
Jason, this is brilliant. I haven't seen one of these for years.
Okay. Now, that bit you don't need.
No.
That's only for plugging your MP3 player through it.
All right.
And we've got an on switch just there. And if you get that little wand, it's attached by wire. And if you press that down onto the keys now, it should make a noise. Oh, hang on. No, there we go. That's the right switch.
You can tell I'm really professional at this, can't you? Oh, I love this.
I don't think it's going to replace your baby grand, is it, really?
No, not really.
But that's
wonderful.
Sit back and enjoy playing. It's like having Rolf Harris in the house with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I tie my kangaroo down with my stylophone.
I'll let you play with that. That's something to keep you quiet over the Christmas period, though. Okay.
Jason, thank you very much.
There we go. Switch it off.
I'll switch it off. Save me batteries.
That's probably for the safest.
Yes, that's great. Thank you very much. Am I allowed to give you a kiss for that?
You can.
Thank you.
Right, now you're going to play us a tune.
Oh, yes. Righto.
What are we going to have?
I think, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Take it away.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. When the treetops glisten and children listen to hear those sleigh bells in the snow.
says, be white.
Okay, then let's have everybody's jokes. Zoe, what have you got?
Mine's quite funny.
Is it? Yes. I'm sure the delivery will set it
up
well.
I'm going to go on my comic training that I had a few months ago.
You failed a bit with Ken Rock, didn't you, there? But there we go.
Okay, what do you call a sleeping bull?
I don't know. What do you call a sleeping bull?
A bulldozer.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I like that.
Bum bum.
Lovely. Yeah. Jan, what have you got?
Right. What kind of tree do fingers grow on?
Don't know.
A palm tree.
Oh, oh dear. Nina, is your joke any better than that?
Debatable. Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
I don't know.
Because it felt a little crummy.
Hopefully better comedy next year. Once again, everyone together, let's wish everyone a Merry Christmas. So on the count of three, one, two, three.
Merry Christmas!